way into getting it's the kind of the glamping industry, suppose, is such a wide, broad definition that a yurt is really a cylinder with a cone on top. Okay. It's from Mongolia because it helped them deal with the climates and stuff. That was their natural.
Thank you. I figured it had something.
Don't feel bad, but at least I was smart enough to ask somebody last week.
I've actually seen one.
All right, do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up to speak for or against this application? Well, let's do four. Anybody for? No? Do you guys against? Do you have a certain who wants to go first, or do we want to just start on this side of the room, or you guys pick?
Good evening. Thank you for your time. My name is Lacey Wyman Iberg. I live at 1901 North Lake Lane in Nixa. My family owns the land where Fairview Church Road crosses Caney Creek, about a half a mile down Fairview Church Road. It goes over Caney Creek. So we own that land about a quarter mile upstream from the crossing, almost a mile downstream. We have a lovely little swimming hole that's directly downstream from the road crossing. Our family frequents the creek and the land. It's special to us. That's where I got married to my husband. It's been in our family over 100 years. We're down there a lot. We try to make it clear that it is private land. We have no trespassing signs. There's a fenced water gate across Caney Creek. But, of course, that gets washed away sometimes with floods. Sometimes it's open. But everyone who lives around there knows that it's private land. My concern is that strangers will not know or will not care that it is private land. I have two teenage daughters. I have a young niece. I have two young female cousins. All of those young people use the creek. I'm concerned with nightly rentals half a mile up the hill that strangers will come down looking for something to do and find our family at the creek. maybe not. You know, something bad may happen. Or maybe something bad will happen because there's lots of crazy people out there. There's no cell service down there at the creek where my family hangs out, so I'm concerned for their safety if people do come down and mess with them. I've talked with James. He's a nice guy. I think it's a neat idea somewhere else. I want to share the Ozark heritage, you know, just like he does, somewhere else. Like, go to Silver Dollar City to learn about that. You said to share, like, the Wyman Ridge history. Well, that's the thing. We don't want to tell anybody. We like it out there because it's so far away from everyone. So I'm just concerned with the proposed plan that strangers will think that they have the right to be on our property and in our creek. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Scott, how far is your land from?
I'll just go straight from the center of this down to the bottom of the creek. Just straight at 6,100 feet, so a little more than a mile.
Hello?
John Stifler, 377 Frank Ray Road. The people behind me, majority of them originated here. Majority of them didn't. They all moved down here to get away from town build, that kind of lifestyle. We like the country, and that's what we live down there for. Then on top of that, Scott, is it?
Hmm?
If you could go back to the pictures that you were showing him.
Which one?
His
pictures?
Yes.
Can you see him there on the bottom and tell me which one you want to look at?
I believe it is. I can't see or read, but it had his letters on it.
Oh, that one?
Yep.
Okay.
These here are all right on the edge of the conservation. or the National Forest. Everybody has the right to be on it, but me, myself, I'm a hunter, as many of them behind me. What kind of headaches are we going to have with the problems that we already have being at war with hunting rights, or not hunting rights, but our hunting rights being taken from us with these people that we don't know? So a deer gets shot and runs onto that place and somebody's camping there. Is it going to be a fight, or how's that going to go? I don't know. But that's my concerns. So, thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Donna Tilley. I reside at 773 Frank Gray Road, and also I own 857 Frank Gray Road. My kids actually live on the property there. I just wanted to say, you know, I've had my kids fall out of tree stands. I have had my father-in-law pass away on the ridge across from us. To have something like this is far out where we live, we have to worry about emergency vehicles coming out there. I mean, my son, it took over 30 minutes for an emergency vehicle to show up while he's laying on the ground. This, we're bringing in people with this from out of our area. They don't know the land. They don't know the roads. The only roads that are out there to travel are in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you can get turned around on Frank Gray Road pretty quick and be down in Cedar Creek and not even know where you are. Bringing people like this into our area where our families are is a huge concern because we don't know them. Our kids are having kids. This is something that we are worried about. We're worried about our families with this being brought to our area, which is not a in-town setting, you know. So that's just one of my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, anyone left?
Good evening. Brandon Tilley. I live at 773 Frank Gray Road. One thing is, main thing for me is emergency vehicles and security. You're going to have 25 people there. Who's going to be there to police them? We're 30 minutes out from any kind of law enforcement, most generally. Something does go wrong. Rocky catches somebody on his property. How long is it going to take somebody to get there? What's going to happen in the meantime? You know, that's part of it. Also, I don't know. I have three kids that are between 17 and 20, and they frequent Frank Gray Road, and that's the road right across the state highway, basically, from where Fairview Church Road is. So with it being close proximity to Fairview Church Road, that Frank Gray Road, narrow, windy, curvy, you know, accidents can happen. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially my kids, you know, being them traveling up and down the road. Somebody from not around here comes in, decides, oh, look, let's take this road. Google Maps says we can go down this road. Well, they don't have any idea what that road is. Again, goes back to emergency vehicles and security. What kind, you know, who's going to be there to tell them they can't go over there or they can't go over here? And you're going to bring these people in that are going to stay there, but what's going to keep them there? There's nothing there to keep them there. They're going to wander, and I think a lot of, you know, a lot of my concern is where are they going to wander to, you know? It's, you know, I grew up there. I've lived there my whole life, and it's all family, land, people that are there, and I don't think any of them want to have to deal with trespassing or property damage or anything like that, you know, that I'm not saying is going to be, but could potentially be related to this kind of, you know, thing going in. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Daryl Mass, and I live at 32854 U.S. Highway 160. I'm back behind the North Star Church in Wyman Cemetery. This proposed retreat from my driveway to his driveway is 0.6 mile, and it is nothing but curves and turns just to get up to Fairview Church or back to my driveway from there. The concerns that I have for this proposal is the traffic, number one. We already have issues with people driving too fast on that road in those on those curves and around those areas. The, as have been mentioned before, and I'm sure others will, is the response time for police or ambulance emergencies of any kind to get there in the event that there is an issue. Well, anytime that there's any issue out there, again, it's a half hour at best for anything to show up out there to assist for that. After that, my concern about there's going to be employees working this land, or I don't think he can manage it by himself. I believe there's going to be employee housing involved eventually at some point here. Background checks on these employees, background checks on the tenants that are going to be staying on a nightly basis, so it's come and go, come and go, come and go, or they're paying for multiple nights at a time. What background checks are going to be made on the people that are going to be staying in this area? There is no industry anywhere near this area. It is strictly rural. I bought the land there because of that. There's no Dollar General there. There is no industry. It's all family owned, to my knowledge. I've met a lot of the neighbors and families. And almost to a T, everybody that lives there that didn't just actually grow up there bought that land because it is so far out, so far away from everything else that we know we're going to have to drive to get anywhere we want to go. Well, people come out to there and there's nothing for anybody to do there except explore. They're going to be exploring those roads. They're going to be exploring those creeks. They're going to be exploring every little nook and cranny of that area because it's all there is to do there. There is no entertainment. They can't. There's no stores for them to go to. Anywhere near this, again, back to the industry. So I think bringing this in is inviting a problem into an area that does not have that problem now. And it would be introducing it into the area, and once it's introduced, for instance, the Big Cedar discussion earlier. I don't know if I can, but, you know, these people had land and all this before all this development came, and is now they're all being kind of rerouted out of the living that they wanted, the areas that they wanted, that they their dreams are for a corporation to make money off of. Understand, it brings in tax revenue and the whole bit. Back to the background checks, who's working there? Are they U.S. citizens? Are the people coming in? How transient? What's the clientele going to be? Who's responsible for monitoring all this action? Trash. Anytime you have a group of people, you're going to have an increase in trash. Nothing's been discussed as far as trash pickup, trash receptacles, who's going to, you know, make sure the litter's not blowing across all of our lands and that kind of thing. People tend to litter. Septic, enough septic for this thing. The wells. We're concerned about the water table with this amount of people coming in. There's an increase of usage of water. If I don't know how many possible people we're talking about on this land, whether it's 25 or 100 at a time, that's an increase of usage of the water that's not being used except by the people that live there now. So that will drop our water tables at some point somehow. the septic is going to be basically just runoff.